You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. I hope you had a terrific Monday. If not, who cares? I'm here with you now. All right? I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and you. Yeah, you, listening all over North America. I hope you are having a good night at least. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. We got a phone number, 855-212-4CBS. And if you should choose, you can find me online. I'm on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. We had a fun show so far. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We've talked about the Chiefs. We've talked Zach Wilson. We looked at the return of Kyrie Irving. Ben Simmons played basketball on Sunday. He looked like a decent basketball player. Looked like an all-star. 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists as the Nets beat the Grizzlies. And Ben Simmons will be back in Philadelphia Tuesday night. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about the Minnesota Vikings. And tonight, Monday Night Football, Mexico City, Mexico. The San Francisco 49ers do what they were supposed to do, and they smash the Arizona Cardinals 38-10. There was no Kyler Murray. He's been dealing with a hamstring issue that's been really plaguing him since week 8. But tonight, today, he doesn't play. He makes the trip down to Mexico City, but he's a bystander. He's standing around as his team gets smashed and we have to suffer through Colt McCoy. And I'm sorry. Yes, I know. Colt McCoy he's done an admirable job holding down the fort when Kyler Murray typically has not been available. But that wasn't going to help tonight against San Francisco because they blazed them. The San Francisco 49ers have now improved their record to 6-4. They're at the top of the NFC West along with the Seattle Seahawks. They have won 3 consecutive games. And in those 3 consecutive games, they have basically shut out their past 3 opponents in the second half. The 49ers are surging. They're probably about to beat up on some more teams. It's real simple. This game started off with a Matt Prater field goal. Arizona went up 3-0, and that was the only time that they had a lead. Because Jimmy Garoppolo, the starting quarterback who was not even supposed to play this season, Jimmy Garoppolo went out there and threw a career-high 4 touchdown passes. It got started in the second quarter. It was Jimmy G connecting with Brandon Ayuk. Take a listen to this.
Garoppolo in the shotgun, 3 receivers left. Jimmy, a low snap, get a cock and throw, and it is caught by Brandon Ayuk in the end zone. Ah, no, Tassion, San Francisco. Touchdown, San Francisco.
All right, here are friends with San Francisco 49ers Radio Network. They are certainly enjoying their time in Mexico City. And so that was Jimmy G to Brandon Ayuk, someone who he's used to throwing the football to, and not maybe as often as people would want, was a touchdown to George Kittle in that same second quarter. Listen to this one.
They go empty with Garoppolo in the gun. They stack McCaffrey behind Ayuk right. Bunch formation left with Jennings and Kittle. Jimmy got pressure. Get a tuck and now throw on the run. It is caught by George Kittle. Breaks a tackle. 5. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Yeah, they made it 14-3. James Conner, with about 4 minutes left in the first half, he was able to run for a 2-yard touchdown, pulling it close to 14-10. Robbie Gould would then answer right before halftime with a field goal, making it 17-10. And then we got to the third quarter, 17-10. And then Deebo Samuel got his hands on the ball. This man is a super threatened weapon all by himself. He decided to run it in 39 yards.
First and 10, 49ers. Jake Brendel with a towel here. And rain right at kickoff. Throws it to the side. Ayuk goes in long motion. No one following. The lone back is Elijah Mitchell. It's a play action. A flip to Debo. Coming back the other way. Left led by Croft and Trent Williams. And Ayuk breaks the tackle. 20, 10, 5. Debo Samuel all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Anote Tentacion San Francisco.
49ers were making this way too easy. I told you Arizona got shut out in the second half, right? Yeah, they did. I told you that Jimmy Garoppolo had four total touchdowns. Yeah, I did. I only shared with you two of them. For the hell of it, this is what his third touchdown sounded like. He threw another one to Brandon Ayuk to pretty much end the third quarter. Listen.
Garoppolo in the shotgun looking left, throws for Ayuk. Ayuk will take it down, break a tackle, and get in the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco. Ayuk is on fire.
Touchdown number two for Brandon Ayuk.
Did I just hear that correctly? Ayuk is on fire? Oh, my God. Hey, Shep.
Ayuk is on fire.
Shep, do they play that after every Ayuk touchdown? I assume they do, right?
They didn't on the first one, which kind of caught us off guard for the second one.
Oh, my goodness.
Get used to it, JR. You said it yourself, man. They might be the second best team in the NFC.
Oh, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they go to the Super Bowl. If I have to hear that in comparison with John Sterling, oh my God.
Ayuk is on fire.
We don't need no water. Let that burn. Yeah. Oh my God. At least they're having fun. I mean, if you go to Mexico City, have some fun, right?
Oh no. What are we going to get for the fourth touchdown, man? You want to risk it?
Well, I mean, let's get it over with. The fourth and final touchdown by Jimmy Garoppolo was thrown to George Kittle. George Kittle, this was also his second touchdown pass, and I will take a bet here. There's no funky, you know, touchdown call you can have for Kittle, right? You can't have one. Listen.
Here's a boot roll by Garoppolo left. Wide open is George Kittle down the left sideline. Kittle will break a tackle. Take it all the way to the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco! How did George Kittle score there?
Oh, see, nothing. You can't. Everything that rhymes with or sounds like Kittle sounds dirty. So you can't have anything with Kittle. Anyway, the San Francisco 49ers, that was the final touchdown from Jimmy Garoppolo, and they win 38-10. I'm going to talk about the Arizona Cardinals because I have no hope in them over the next several years that a combination of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury is going to work. And so I will talk to you about that because these are two dudes who just got contract extensions, and I feel that the Arizona Cardinals are a franchise that is basically treading water and is going to continue to do so over the next several seasons, at minimum next year. Arizona Cardinals are just, they're hot crap right now. They're 4-6. And as I look at a graphic here in the studio that highlights the NFC playoff picture, it's almost insulting that the Arizona Cardinals with a 4-6 record are considered to be in the hunt. We know when you get towards the end of the year, you start X-ing teams off, teams that are mathematically eliminated. With the new playoff format, we get seven teams that make each we have seven teams from each conference that get in. And to think about Arizona going to the playoffs, how? Why? Under what circumstances? Is the world going to get, you know, sucked into a vortex? I mean, what are we doing here? But I got enough time to talk about the Cardinals. Let's talk about the winners. Let's talk about the San Francisco team that has now improved its record to 6-4. Let's talk about the Niners, who have won three consecutive games. same Niners have shut out the opposition in the second half of all three of these games, including tonight. This is an interesting number. This is an interesting stat, and it is it's mind-blowing. It tells you the potential of the Niners. During their three-game winning streak, just in the second half of these games, the opposition, 0 points. The Niners have outscored the opposition the last three games in the second half, 54-0. 54-0. Tonight against Arizona in the second half, they put up 21 points. They've outgained the opposition these last three games in the second. 640 yards to 239. When it comes to scores, obviously, haven't allowed that. They have 7 to the opposition's 0. And are we expecting the Niners to get worse here? Deebo Samuel is healthy. Christian McCaffrey, I'm pretty sure this guy might still be looking for a place to live. We know he's one of the most dynamic guys in the NFL. And then you got someone like Nick Bosa. He had another sack tonight. 10.5 on the season. He's been knocking people out left and right. The 49ers defense is still one of the best in the NFL, and their offense has a lot of room to grow. We saw what the Minnesota Vikings allowed the Dallas Cowboys to do, allowed them to get beat the hell up. So people are high on the Cowboys. People have looked at the Vikings. Me, not so much. I think the Vikings, their defense, I think it sucks, and I've been saying that for weeks now. But the 49ers, they are just now starting to hit their stride. And so they go to Mexico City. They hand out a beating to a team that they should beat, and at least the 49ers have a chance to get back on the plane and get some victory rest, right? Enjoy it. They didn't have a chance to do anything in Mexico City. As far as I know, I believe the 49ers, they took the plane and showed up on Saturday. What do you think they did? Sightseeing in Mexico? No. They went down there. They beat the Cards, and now they go home. They have the Chargers up next, and we know this. The Los Angeles Chargers can't get out of their way to win a football game to save their lives. Good for them, the 49ers winning. 4,000 or 5,000 miles round trip. They can go home winners. Kyle Shanahan, he has enjoyed the experience. This is what he had to say about winning and playing in Mexico City.
That was one of the coolest experiences I've been a part of. I mean, it was so neat last year going to playing in L.A. and seeing a whole red stadium in a stadium that wasn't yours, and then coming a lot farther to Mexico City and it being just the same. You know, we were told it might be like that, but it was even better than we expected.
Oh, yeah, they're having a lot of fun. George Kittle has stepped up to the press conference, and he arrived wearing a luchador mask. Yeah, like the wrestlers, he showed up. He had a 49ers mask on. I don't think we'd see George Kittle with a 49ers mask if they lost. This is his second career 2-touchdown game. You know, George Kittle, people look at him a lot and say, oh, he doesn't score enough. Man, that guy plays his ass off. He's blocking. He's receiving. He can go to the end zone. There was a point in time where you looked at some of his numbers a couple of years ago and said, man, who's better? Is it George Kittle or is it Kelsey? I think Kelsey is a better receiving tight end. And Kittle, I still say this to this day, he's a better overall tight end. I wouldn't take Kittle over Kelsey now. But what Kittle does and what he brings to the table is certainly underrated. Nothing underrated tonight about the performance of the Niners. 38-10, they beat the Cardinals. They now sit at the top of the NFC West, tied with the Seahawks with a record of 6-4, and they are just getting started. We're just getting started here following Monday Night Football. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. now that we've seen another week of football, who are you excited about in the NFC? The Dallas Cowboys handed out a beating. The Eagles, they still only have one loss, barely getting by. The Colts, the Niners are certainly surging. You can think about, I don't know, do you still believe in the Vikings after that beating? Is anybody ever going to discount Tom Brady? What's the best team in the NFC? We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to your calls. Yeah, we're going to talk more Monday Night Football as the Niners beat the Cards 38-10. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the great state of Georgia. I just watched a football game in Mexico City. I'm sorry to all my Cardinal fans out there. Sorry. San Francisco won 38-10. San Francisco is now 6-4. They're now at the top of the NFC West right there with the Seattle Seahawks. And they are starting to hit their stride. Three consecutive victories. San Francisco is on its way. And they're just now rounding out into form, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Let's be real here. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't even supposed to be playing this season. And here he is. Could you imagine if Jimmy Garoppolo won a championship and said, screw you guys, now I'm out? We know the Niners are not foreign to quarterback controversy, but they went from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer. I don't know if this is the same type of scenario or deal, but for what they're doing right now, I would be more afraid of anybody in the NFC West, or excuse me, I would be more afraid of the Niners than anybody in the NFC. It's kind of flattened, period. I was never high on the Minnesota Vikings. The defense, too many holes, and that was before they gave up 40 points to the Cowboys. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, sure, a team with Tom Brady, and the Buccaneers' defense is also damn good, is something to be feared. Wouldn't shock me if Tom Brady was back in the postseason scaring the living hell out of folks. I think we can put the Packers to bed, I hope. Seahawks, I don't see them as a threat. Their defense is also letting everybody get through. And the Eagles, they're 9-1, one of the more well-rounded teams in the league. But they got to go out there and just improve it. This is prove-it mode and prove-it time. We see what you can do in the regular season. And then the Dallas Cowboys, let's be real. Cowboys are the Cowboys. They also have an amazing defense this year, which is a turnaround from a few seasons ago. But Dak Prescott is finally going to have to lead them through the hump. It's very interesting right now. The Dallas Cowboys typically throwing the ball all over the place, relying on the run a lot while their wide receivers try to regain form and get healthy. The Niners, I think the sky's the limit, especially as they round out that offense. Their defense is already one of the top in the league. What do you say? Who the hell scares you in the NFC? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, JR?
I'm damn good, Greg. What's up?
So I'm curious, what do you think about this blowout tonight being that the Niners practiced at altitude all week and the Cardinals did not?
Well, I think the most important, well, for anyone who's not familiar, the 49ers went to Colorado so they can try their best to replicate the altitude. Mexico City is approximately 7,000 feet above sea level. We know Denver, Colorado is about 5,000. Meanwhile, the Arizona Cardinals, they decided to stay in Arizona, and they tried to utilize face masks and equipment that was supposed to replicate in high-altitude environment. I'll tell you this. I think the biggest issue tonight for the Arizona Cardinals wasn't how they trained. It was the talent. They can't rock with the 49ers. They're not good enough. And the, Colt McCoy was the starting quarterback. I mean, if they were going to have a chance, as much as Kyler Murray is up and down, and he wasn't there. Arizona almost had no chance tonight. Well, thank you, Greg. I guess I gave Greg his answer.
Yeah, you left him speechless on that one, JR.
No, who cares about training? It's talent. I mean, damn it, what are we supposed to do? If the Arizona Cardinals, let's say they stayed a damn week in Mexico City. Let's say they just train there for a week. Am I supposed to think or expect that we were going to get a difference in the game? They had oxygen masks there on the sidelines, and, you know, guys were cramping up. It's to be expected. But in order to win a game, we could put a football player on Mars and say, oh, man, it's going to make him perform better. We know that's not because there's no gravity. But the fact is, you need talent to win a game. Arizona doesn't have that. And I don't think Arizona has a good coach at it either. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from South Carolina. What's up, John?
Hello, hello, hello. First time caller. Just wanted to get in and, you know, Cowboys fixed that nickelback situation. They fixed it. And Devin Cook wasn't even to do nothing against the Cowboy yesterday, but they fixed it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm a diehard, and I live for the Cowboys, you know. And I love them.
Do you finally see the Cowboys going to an NFC championship game and advancing to the Super Bowl? Do you see that this year?
Yeah, I see that too. But what I liked about with Green Bay exploding him on that nickelback, he wasn't doing his job. You know, he got burned four times last week, you know?
Okay. So which back are you referring to? You talking about the nickelbacks, or what extra corner are you talking about? On the Cowboys?
Yeah, on my Cowboy, yeah, right.
Okay.
They fixed that quick because it was exploded and everybody was going to strive off it, you know what I mean?
Well, are you just talking about this season, huh?
Yeah, team in general, you know.
Something that the Dallas Cowboys have done over the past few years, they have improved. And thank you, John, for calling from South Carolina. Dallas Cowboys' defense has gotten better. That you actually have to give them credit for. When it comes to scoring defense, the Dallas Cowboys are first in the entire NFL at 16 points per game. Are you going to trust some of their key players to stay healthy, though? DeMarcus Lawrence, man, he got a sack yesterday, and he ain't practiced, and now it's his foot. I mean, if you think about some of their other stars, I mean, you can look at Michael Parsons. He's typically nicked up and banged up here or there. He had two sacks yesterday. And so if their defense can stay healthy, that will keep the Cowboys alive. The offense isn't as dynamic. If you match this Dallas Cowboys defense up with past offenses, we might be on to something. But their wide receivers, they got to take it to a whole new level. I don't know if they will. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin's calling from Louisville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, my buddy, JR?
I'm good. What do you think about these 49ers, Kevin?
Well, you know, I'm a fan. I don't know. I want to throw you a hypothetical, okay? Let's just say we get into playoffs, which we should, with what we got, and Garoppolo runs a table and gets a Super Bowl and possibly win a Super Bowl. What do you do in that instance next year?
Wow. So at that point, I think just because of financial structure and salary, You got two options here. You got a cheaper option in the rookie quarterback who's still on his deal in Trey Lance, and they've invested a lot into him. And then you have Jimmy Garoppolo. I think at that point, Jimmy G might have some more suitors that'll pay him more than what the Niners would be wanting to even pay him. They wanted to get rid of him.
Okay.
We gotta wait and find out on that one, Kevin. I appreciate you for calling up from Louisville. One step at a time. We putting the 49ers in the Super Bowl. We're giving them a victory, and now we're seeing if they're going to keep Jimmy G. I really believe after everything that has taken place this year, Jimmy G is going to be gone. Win, lose, draw, it's over. And God bless him. Tonight he had four touchdowns, a career-high four touchdowns, two to Ayuk, two to Kittle, and his head coach, Kyle Shanahan. He says, I'm proud of Jimmy G. Take a listen to this.
I think Jimmy's doing a great job. I think Jimmy always has. When Jimmy's been healthy out there, we've had our guys around him. I think he plays at a very high level. And I think he did that today as good as he has. So very, very fortunate to have him.
A career high, four touchdown passes for Jimmy Garoppolo. You never want to look at an injury and say, oh, man, this worked out good for them. But Trey Lance going down in week two with that broken ankle, I don't know if it's appropriate to call it a blessing in disguise, but I don't know if the 49ers would be in the same position if Trey Lance was playing. His first full season as a starter, could I imagine or put the same trust in him that I would have in Jimmy Garoppolo? The biggest issue with Garoppolo is health. He's been able to play. There's been no ankle issues, knee issues, ACL issues, Achilles issues. Jimmy G is healthy. And the 49ers, man, they're looking strong. They look like they're going to be better. And their quarterback tonight threw four touchdowns. And let's be frank about this. He wasn't even expected to be on this team. Everybody thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be traded. The only thing keeping him on the team was that shoulder surgery that prevented anybody from saying, we're going to trade for him right now. Hey, sometimes the best move is the one that you didn't make or couldn't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more calls on the other side of the break. Just thinking about the best team in the NFC. Who do you have the most confidence in? Is it the Eagles? Oh, okay, it's been a little tough for them the past couple of weeks. Is it the Niners? Is it the Cowboys? Are you still on the Vikings bandwagon? You don't hear too many people talking about the Buccaneers. What are your thoughts? I'm very excited about what the Niners can do. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side, and we'll also hear from some of the losers tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the star of the show tonight. Four touchdowns, San Francisco over Arizona, 38-10. A career high, four touchdowns in one game. Jimmy Garoppolo, I know he's enjoying every minute of this season. He's thinking about the big check that he's going to cash next season. Somebody will give him a chance. And then they have to go to Mexico City to get the victory. Jimmy G, he enjoyed it. Listen,
The whole atmosphere tonight, I haven't played in an atmosphere anything like this. It was electric. The fans were nuts. They were cheering throughout the whole game, which it seemed like a soccer game at some points, just the passion that they brought and everything like that. It was really cool. I would love to do it again, and appreciate Mexico for everything.
Yeah, what is he going to do? Say I hated it? Can't say that. It was raining, though, off and on. He also gave credit to guys who traveled with him, namely his offensive line.
Everyone was stepping up when their number was called. Guys stepped up and made plays. The O-line gave me a ton of time, which always makes things easier. And, it was a good night.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, David.
Thanks for taking my call, Jay. Appreciate it. And listening to you on the way home from work. So the Cowboys, they're the number one NFC team.
Okay, you're going to leave us in suspense, or you have more, David? Are you okay? You sound like you're on punishment.
Hey, you want to what everybody, all they keep saying is what we did 3 years ago, how we failed. We know about all that. We've been here all this time. This is what have we done for you lately. We dismantled Minnesota, and everybody needs to put respect on them boys. Enough said, almost, but whatever. Come back at me. Come back. Oh, the Niners. Niners are garbage. We're going to wait and see what happens after they play Miami and the Buccaneers, since everybody loves Tom Brady so much and Tua. So let's see what the Niners do after that. I'm going to call you back after then, and then we'll talk Niners.
I have a question for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Where was all this enthusiasm when you picked the phone up?
No.
No, I'm asking you. Hey, by the way, David, you can call me up, and if it makes you feel better, and if the Dallas Cowboys are great, if it makes you feel better, you can tell me how much I was wrong. It really doesn't matter to me, because I don't sit here, speaking like I'm an oracle. So I have been wrong. I will be wrong. And I ain't out there playing. So if that makes you feel better, then good. But the most important question I want an answer to, when you picked the phone up, you sounded like you were on punishment. What happened?
I saw the light.
In 2 seconds of being on the phone with me, you saw the light?
I already had the light. I am the light. And I'm the star as well right now with the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, thank you, David. David's starting to creep me out, man. That was creeping me out. Thank you, David, for calling from Sacramento. Look, if your Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl, by all means, call me back. I think the entire country will just explode if the Dallas Cowboys win a championship, and knock yourself out. The phone lines will be open if the Cowboys win a title, and I'll let everybody just say whatever the hell they want. It creeped me out a little bit when you say you are the light, you are the stars. Okay. I want whatever he's on. I want some of that, please. 855-212-4CBS. Jamie calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, bro?
How are you, Jamie?
I'm good. That just blew my brain, what that dude was just talking about.
What blew your brain? What did he say that sent you over the edge?
Pretty much about everything.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've been a 49ers fan my whole life. And these boys did amazing. They're going to continue doing amazing for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
them Cowboys, we know how their story goes.
Yeah, well, to his point, and thank you, Jamie, for calling from South Carolina. You know, he's referencing, I don't remember his name already. Hey, Shep, where was he from? Do you remember? Was he from Sacramento? No, right?
You talking about the famous David from Cowboys land? Yeah, he was from Sacramento.
Okay, yeah.
The light guy.
The guy who picked the phone up like this?
Yes.
And then I asked him, why are you speaking to me like this? And all of a sudden, he turned on his outside voice. Yeah, him.
I thought you were being punked.
What, who, me?
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah,
the guy who spoke on the phone to me was all excited about talking about the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. He gets on with you. All of a sudden, he's tongue-tied and doesn't know how to speak anymore.
I don't know. I don't think I'm that intimidating of a person where you just got to, you know, talk to me like this on the radio. It sucks, man. Come on. Give me an outside voice. Give me some energy. Listen, man, I've been giving the Dallas Cowboys credit now for the better part of several years. Last year, I had the Dallas Cowboys being one of the best teams in the league. And so I certainly understand, you know, what has happened over the past few years has nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys right now. The Dallas Cowboys, I have sung their praises. But if I have to think about who I believe has more of an upside, I believe the Niners have more of an upside. Trust me, I would love to see the Dallas Cowboys actually do some winning in the postseason because it would shut up a lot of people who have nothing better to do but trash them. I don't got no horse in the race. I don't care. I like the Falcons. They ain't doing nothing. I like the Jets. They not doing nothing. And neither one of these teams pays me to actually talk good about them. I don't care. I just want to see good football. I want to see competitive games. Outside of that, I don't care. 855-212-4CBS. Dolph is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's happening, JR?
How are you?
I'm good. First thing I want to say is, let's hand up. Who are we? The Commanders. Why, hey, man, why ain't nobody talking about us, JR? What's going on? Like, why? Are we like the redheaded stepchild of the NFL or something? Like, what's going on, bro? Like, if people notice, we started 1-4 with Carson Wentz. Since Taylor Heineke has taken over the helm, we won five, ripped off five big wins. You see what I'm saying? We could easily right now be 8-3. You see what I'm saying? If this season. So, and our defense is looking good. We done took William Jackson from that corner or that safety position. Not William Jackson, but Bobby McCain from the safety position. We dropped him down to the slot corner. Then we put Derek Forrester up there. He's up there with Percy. But we got Chase Young coming back this week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
okay.
We are really in the hunt, and we're in the hunt for a wild card spot. And don't nobody want to know, or Taylor Heineke, his first time starting.
Whoa, Dolph.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get excited about my Commanders. My fault.
No, it's okay. You asked me a question, and then it feels like you were going to talk your way into the commercial break.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Now I won't do that now.
Okay. So listen. Did you listen to the show last Monday night?
No, sir.
Okay. So last Monday night, when your team beat the Philadelphia Eagles 32-21,
yes, sir.
I would say we committed 2 hours after that game talking about Washington. We probably really? Also spent a good amount of time on Tuesday afterwards talking about them as well. And so now that your team just beat the Texans, okay? I don't know if that's something to be all that excited about. You really help me out here. Take your fan hat off, right?
Okay.
You don't understand why people aren't talking about the Commanders? You don't get it.
Other than the Dan Snyder thing, nah, because we were playing good football. Taylor Heineke's managed the game.
Oh, no, I didn't. I understand that. You answered it.
Yeah, I
see what Taylor Heineke has done. I certainly understand. I was an advocate last week for Taylor Heineke continuing to be the starter because why? What the hell are you putting Wentz back out there for?
Mm-hmm.
Heineke is okay. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you a few things here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Heineke is okay. The offense is okay. The defense is the strength of the team. But if I'm expected to go into the playoffs and go mano y mano, quarterback for quarterback, skill position for skill position, the Commanders are not going to scare me in comparison to some of these other teams. The Commanders will have to grit and grind out every single win. If you go into a football game and you know that, hey, I might be behind, are you confident in your quarterback that he can deliver that for you? If you need to go into a game thinking and understanding, hey, this might be a shootout, are you confident in the quarterback that you can do that? The Commanders are okay. That's it. They're good. That they are what they are. They're 6-5. They're okay. They deserve credit for how they've been able to bounce back. They deserve credit for Taylor Heinicke. He certainly deserves credit for riding and readying the ship. But the Commanders ain't going to have nobody shaking in their boots, man.
Can I ask you a question?
You can, please. Quickly.
Okay. Oh, quickly. All right. But don't they say offense sells tickets, defense wins championships?
Yeah, but in order to win, you actually have to put points up on the board, too.
But
if you think, no, Dolph, in that instance, in the NFL, when we have typically seen that, the defense has typically been historical. Do you think this Commander's defense is like the Ravens from 20 years ago?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's where we have it, man. I'm just being real with you, man. The Commanders could go right into the playoffs. And what do you expect after that? You think they're going to blank everybody all the way through? Man, they beat the Texans yesterday. What did that look like? Did you smash them? No. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about the losers on the other side, the Cards, and more of your calls. Don't move.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details.